for 9 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And 30 years of Rosie on the House.
Saturday morning, Rosie on the House. It's your Arizona Saturday morning tradition. Thank you for joining us this morning. Last hour, we solved septic systems, toilets, plumbing leaks. And this particular hour, we're going to focus in particular on air conditioning. As per our home maintenance calendar, first ever that we published this year, every month we pick a particular topic about Arizona home ownership, and we focus on it diligently and specifically the 10 o'clock hour every Saturday morning program in that month. And in the month of July, we thought it appropriate that our topic would be air conditioning. And I was talking last hour about all we do at Rosie on the House to try and earn the title of every Arizona homeowner's best friend. And I talked about the blogs that we write. I talked about the newspapers that we write for across the state. But, Romy, I forgot to mention the calendar.
Well, there's so much. You can't mention it all in one. If we sat here and talked about everything we would just chew up the whole hour.
And you have just approved the second running of the calendar. So if you have been looking for a calendar, the first edition went out in no time. We've just run the second edition, and this is for 2018. If you'd like a home maintenance calendar, contact us at info@rosieonthehouse.com. Give us your mailing address, and we'll get it out to you. And then you've got the 2019 calendars going to print about Thanksgiving?
Well, we'll have them by Thanksgiving.
Oh, boy. Okay. So,
yeah, the photo contest is starting soon. The recipe contest is starting soon. So we'll the month of September,
all right,
we'll get all of our listener participation elements of the calendar going.
So here we are in July talking about air conditioning. And we bring in one of the Rosie Certified experts on air conditioning at the 10 o'clock hour each Saturday morning. This morning we have Mr. Jeff Carmichael from Rias. And we want to talk about a component of indoor air comfort that all starts with really what Rias was all about when Rias was born.
That's right.
Welcome, Jeff. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So we're talking about that whole house energy on. You can have the best air conditioner in the world running on your house, and you could be uncomfortable.
That's right. The air conditioning just makes the air. It's got to get to you somehow. So there's a lot of variables and a lot of other factors that will prevent that from happening as it should.
Well, Rias was certainly one of the leaders in the industry when it came to this whole house energy audit. Talk about how that all started.
We really took advantage of the rebate programs that were coming out in 2009 from APS and SRP. And our goal was to find all the low-hanging fruit for homeowners to save them a buck on their utility bill and maximize the rebates that were available at that time. So we were looking for low measures, house sealing. We're looking for the weatherization stripping. We're looking at sealing up ductwork. We wanted to just seal your entire house, basically.
And y'all took it from just visual inspections,
right,
to actually sending guys out to homes and spending half a day with some pretty sophisticated, expensive equipment.
Yeah, as we kind of evolved and started learning how a home performs as a system, we found there's necessary tools that we need to really get real data to show to a homeowner, not only for them to understand what they're buying and what the benefit's going to be so we can set the right expectations, but also for us to understand and be able to recommend what's right for the home.
I can never forget the first time Todd invited me out to go to one of these, and it was a home out in the Scottsdale area, and it was a very typical flat roof, Spanish, home. And they couldn't keep the house comfortable. And it had a coffered living room ceiling to it.
Right.
And y'all put the blower door test on, and like this puff of dust
right.
came flowing into the room from the backside of this soffit, and it was there was the sheetrock was never run down to the back, and it was a it was like having a patio sliding door open.
Right. Yep.
The entire time you're trying to air condition your house.
Yeah. So that blower door enables us to find things like that that the visual eye, you wouldn't be able to see. I could tell you stories and stories and stories of homes where the drywallers just didn't do the whole job, and you'd have no idea, you know. And when you're talking about soffits and higher ceilings and different architectural designs that they did, it's amazing.
And what is a blower door?
Basically, it's a big fan, and we're gonna put it on the front door, and we're gonna pull all the air out of the house. So we're depressurizing it, and we're gonna see, you know, the homeowners can walk around and feel the air coming out of all their outlets, all their different doors, windows.
So you can be inside while you're depressurizing.
Yeah, we get asked that a lot. Yep, it's you are 100% safe inside the home.
I'm not gonna get sucked out the fan myself.
It looks a little like an ET setup, but yeah, everybody's safe inside the house.
Make sure Fifi's collar's tied securely to something
that's
heavy.
Right. That's right.
But boy, it magnifies every single leak you have.
It's just the starting point with the energy audit to really diagnose and figure out fundamental issues that are going on in the home. So,
and so how do you know when you've established the pressure significant enough to know you've put the house to a full test?
Well, we're going to be benched. We make it as simple as we can. We don't want, as far as all the data and all the work that goes into collecting on the blower door, we basically benchmark a number off this total square footage of the home. And then that benchmark is going to give you the understanding of how tightly it's sealed. So we'll have an idea if it's too high, then we need to start really going around the house and identifying areas where you have leaks. But if that number comes back right where we want it, right at your square footage, typically that means your home is relatively well sealed.
Okay, so then what's the next step in a whole house energy audit?
We do
a check with the blower door for just gaps.
Correct. So looking for fundamental gaps inside, that's going to be your doors and your windows primarily, and like we just talked about, the drywall areas. But while the home's depressurizes, we're going to go to all the registers in the duct system, which is one of the biggest problems that we find in homes, is just whoever installed the ductwork did not seal them properly. And that's just a huge energy waster, a big comfort problem, and a huge indoor air quality problem as well. But while the home is under that depressurization, we're going to put a pan up to all the registers and see at every single one what the air loss is. And if it's significant, not significant, we're going to get a real number that we can put against a scale and then show that to a homeowner. And then they can make the educated decision on sealing it, or if we're right, it might be really close to a seal. So we might just say, leave it as it is, but every circumstance
you can measure how much air is going through the return air filter plenum, how much air flow the air handling motor, fan motor is handling. Mm-hmm. So you go around to all the registers and you make sure, am I getting about the same amount of air through all those registers added up?
Correct.
As the air handling cabinet is producing. And if there's a big gap,
mm-hmm.
We have a big gap in the ductwork somewhere between the two delivery points.
That's correct.
So those are easy to fix in an attic.
Correct. The technology that we have nowadays, it's almost easy anywhere you go. We have different applications to seal all type of duct systems. So whether the ductwork's on your roof, whether it's a flat roof and you can't get into an attic space, or whether you can get into the attic, there's a way to solve that issue, but I tell every single homeowner that that is the quickest return on your investment for any improvement you want to do on your home. And when you're going to bang out the categories of air quality, energy efficiency, and comfort, it's a no-brainer.
I had one of the other air conditioning experts I was talking to earlier in the month say, Rosie, we'd rather a bad, cheap piece of equipment installed properly.
Correct.
Than the most expensive air conditioning equipment you could buy installed improperly.
And, you know, that's I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's really how, you know, we started off 10 years ago doing the energy audits, and then we started getting contractor licenses, right? So we started doing insulation, blown-in insulation. We started doing all the measures to solve the issues that we were finding and discovering. And then, you know, light went off a few years ago, and we said, well, if this air conditioning unit is the biggest drainer of electricity on the house, we better start doing air conditioning. And then that gives us a whole new approach and a totally different perspective on air conditioning. When you have one contractor may recommend a high efficient air conditioning system and miss all the discrepancies that are going on in the building envelope, you know, the guts of your house. So then we're able to say, all right, buy, you know, maybe you don't need to buy the most expensive air conditioning unit on the market. Let's take care of the duct system, the insulation, the weather stripping, and seal up your house as best we can. And now we'll put on an air conditioning unit, and you're going to get the same or if not more benefit than, you know, the Lamborghini air conditioning unit.
That's right. Exactly. So it's taking air conditioning by the holistic whole house approach.
That's right.
Looking at the whole package. You know, it's really become, you know, when I was growing up in the trades, you just learned your trade. You know, how to sink a 16-penny nail and how to tape mud and, yeah, you know, how to lay out your thin set and how to center set your tile and whatnot. But anymore, what we've discovered and what y'all have brought us to in y'all's science,
right,
of the building industry is that, boy, it's all really interrelated.
That's right. Yeah, your whole house works as a system, and once you figure out how the home's performing, then you can really understand and know what's going on with the air conditioning and all the other different components of the house.
We're here with Jeff Carmichael of Rheus. If you've got a question about your indoor air quality, indoor comfort level, hot spots in your home, we currently have Alicia, Mike, and Charles all on hold. We're going to take a short break. When we get back, I promise, we'll jump right to the callers. The number's 1-888-767-4348.